This is OTB AM.
This Liverpool team are going to coast to a league title. Fair enough, that's a great achievement. But that Man United team were an all-time great because they weren't playing very well early in the season.
Does Everton have to happen in the same period of time, though? Did Liverpool not have those elements of that team?
They have to win the Champions League. They have to win the Champions League this year. But not if they're... To equal Manchester United's treble season, they have to win at least the Champions League in the league, right? And you could say that by not winning a cup, if they don't win a cup, then they're not... It's not as good a season. Man United are always going to be able to say, we won a treble. Did you win a treble? No.
OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show. Weekdays from 7.30 AM, only on OTB Sports Radio. Live 24/7 on the Go Loud app. The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
On this Tuesday morning, we're turning back to a story we've been covering here on the show over the past few weeks. It is the story surrounding Longford club Emmett O'Clough, who received a 48-week blanket ban over the non-payment of a fine earlier this year. The fine was originally imposed as a result of Clough not fielding a team, I should say, in an under-16 game in January. But their appeal to the DRA has been successful, and the ban has been overturned. And Longford GEA last night issued this statement. Longford GEA accept the written decision of the tribunal in the matter of the arbitration sought by Clough Emmett Ogue and which was delivered last night. Longford GEA are delighted to see that Clough Emmett Ogue can resume in our championships, and we look forward to the completion of same in a timely manner. Our competitions control committee will be meeting tonight, which was obviously last night, to confirm fixture dates for the remainder of the senior and junior football championships. And we are joined on the line now by Mickey Quinn of Emmett Ogue. Hello, Mickey, how are you getting on?
Good on. Yourself?
All good, all good. So what was the main emotion on Sunday night when you realised that the appeal had been successful with the DRA?
Yeah, probably just relief. Just relief to get back in the football field and play games, what everyone wants to do. You know, it was probably one of those things that we thought on Friday night that we'd have had an answer, and then to kind of suffer through the weekend and still waiting until Sunday. We thought it was going to be Monday, but nice feeling to be able to get back and do what everyone wants to do, play ball.
What were the main grounds for it being overturned for people who perhaps haven't read the full statement?
To be honest, I haven't even, once I heard that the ban was lifted and I saw the conclusion side of things in the report, I said that was enough. I didn't go reading 16 pages or trying to decipher the whole lot. But look, I think at the end of the day, it looked, the punishment for the supposed crime, they just outweighed each other. That it was just crazy to think the 750-euro fine and 48-week ban for a full club, that was the punishment that was handed out, or the fine, the sentence that was handed out. So, look, I think at this stage now, it's one of those things that we're nearly blue in the face talking about it, and all we want to do is just get on with it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you've been speaking to people around the club. How big a task is it actually going to the DRA and actually compiling a case for something like this to be overturned? Because there's a few suits in a room, essentially. Well, pre-COVID, there would be sitting in a room. I'm sure this was done over a Zoom or Skype. But it's a fairly taxing affair, I'd imagine. You need to have your ducks in a row, to say the very least.
Yeah, from just being in touch with our chairman, our vice chair and secretary, and you see all the executive committee and meetings and that have happened over the last number of weeks in order to get this over the line and get the reward and the justice that we wanted and get back playing ball. All the time and effort put into to get past this has been huge, and you know, it's one of those things that you'd hope the club will be stronger for it once we come out the other side.
And the question then as well is where exactly the fault may lie, or you don't want to be pointing fingers after this, but that statement that you mentioned, the 16-page kind of reasoned decision almost from the DRA, is a fairly interesting read. There was one line in it that said that the DRA decision said Longford were at fault for making the decision, but that Leinster Council were also at fault for upholding it. And I think this is an interesting case study as to how the higher you get in these sort of situations in the GEA, the more interesting it becomes. I didn't even realise myself that Leinster Council had a part to play in this story.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't understand a lot of it myself. Like even the way how these processes work, I don't think your average Joe in the GAA community understand exactly what's going on with CCCs and hearing committees and DRAs, that once it starts going up the line and there's barristers and solicitors involved, it gets fairly heavy very quickly. So that I'm not 100%, but at the end of the day, if the way we are looking at it now, it's probably the fine and the ban was an outcome from the original problem. So that's something that still has to be addressed and sorted in some shape or form by either Longford GAA or higher up. So that's something that needs to be sorted out behind the scenes while the football side of things carries on.
How much of a lasting impact will the last few weeks, the last few months have on, I guess, GAA in Longford and perhaps further afield as well? Like, I'd imagine you were fairly worried that you weren't going to play any football this year as a result of this ban. That can't not drive a wedge between certain parties involved in this.
Yeah, there's no point in saying that everything's rosy. I suppose I probably said that it left a bitter taste, and maybe it's a bit too strong of a word, but it does. Something like that, there's no point in being naive to the whole thing and saying, okay, that's draw a line in the sand and let's move on, everything's hunky-dory now, which it isn't. So like there's got to be things improved on and worked on to try and build that relationship again and make sure that, you know, at the end of the day, it's a voluntary organisation, that everyone's in it for the same reason, to do well and to be part of something. So look, I think that's the side of things that when you see a situation like this, that comes into question.
Were you surprised to see the Longford statement last night saying that they were delighted to see that Emmet Hoke can resume in our championships and we look forward to the completion in a timely manner?
Yeah, to be honest, look, if they're as delighted as I am, it's great that we're back in. But, you know, a 6-line statement after probably 6-8 weeks, or it's gone on 12 months. This whole situation, you know, it is what it is, and you know, we're quite happy to get back playing ball.
Mickey, you were on with us last week and you were talking about how this kind of goes against what the GAA ethos is all about, community and volunteering. Has the whole 12-month saga left your feelings towards the GAA, your love of the GAA, changed in any way? Is it unchanged? I mean, what are your feelings now after such a long time of having to deal with this?
Yeah, look, to be honest, I think any sports person or anyone involved in an organisation or something, there's always going to be peaks and troughs with something like this. You'll have massive highs and lows and frustration, and I suppose that's the joy in the whole part of it, that, you know, there's ups and downs, but for something like this, it can be a real downer. But look, it's kind of, if we can get past it in the next number of weeks and get back to doing what everyone wants to do, and that's play football and watch football, that hopefully that it'll be a distant memory fairly quick and can move on.
Shane, go on.
Sorry, Owen. Will it promote positive change in Longford GAA circles, do you think? Do you think the county board will have learned from the damage this has done over the last year?
Yeah, to be honest, it's going to take time to see that. I suppose it's the right people there to oversee that change and that are willing to probably make a stand and make that change. I think it's not going to be easy. But I think with the right people there, that's something that can definitely be pushed forward in the coming years.
Does that future you're talking about in terms of getting back on the pitch involve lining out in a Longford jersey?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking, the way I've looked at it, we haven't played a game and it's nearly 4 or 5 weeks now, and we're set up now to play a game this Friday and probably a quarter final, the way it's working out, the following weekend. And that's 2 games in the trot, and hopefully we can push on a bit further after that. But I'm not looking any further than 2-3 weeks at this stage. See how those go, and then we'll take the rest from there.
Does this impact on it? Does this last few weeks and months, I guess, not tarnish your view of your county team or anything like that, but does it come into your thinking even a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. Do you know, when you reflect on it, that's something that you've probably given so much to, that it could be just whipped off you very quickly like that as a result of a separate matter that has probably no bearing or no connection on your playing career or a lot of other guys and other members in the club, that that something like that could be taken away. It definitely does. It is something that's that you're thinking, geez, if that's what's going to happen or could happen, you do question things then.
Was there support from other clubs around the county?
Yeah, definitely. Do you know, it was one of those things that early on, do you know, probably the whole ins and outs of the situation wasn't fully understood. And that was probably one of the reasons why it was kind of important to get that message across, what the actual situation was going on behind the scenes, because I don't think clubs in Langford and everyone in Langford knew the full ins and outs of the situation and probably still don't. So, but there's definitely a lot of support, you know, from other clubs and letters from within the county supporting Killow Young Emmets.
When you say there that perhaps people still don't have a full understanding of the entire story here, is there more details to come out? Is there anything really that people should be aware of if they aren't already?
To be honest, probably there's lots of stuff there with the 16 pages, and I think there's 400 page documents and other bits and pieces from all that, all those meetings and hearings and committees that, you know, in time, whether it be a Longford County meeting or a further up the line, a hearing somewhere down the line, that all those bits and pieces will be there on paper. So eventually everything that's gone on will probably come to the fore.
Mickey, I know this was probably an unnecessary distraction for people like yourself who works as a coach in a school in St. Mel's. You know, I think you mentioned last week there was five referees in the club who kind of couldn't take part in matches because of this whole saga. And then there were, you know, young fellas going for scholarships as well who didn't know where they lay because of all this. Was there any communication to people within the club that you can just continue as per normal now, or apologies made, or where does that lie? Is there any communication been made?
From the county side of things?
Yeah, from the county side.
And not from, I haven't heard anything from executive committee or management side of things. We're kind of, and most players are in a similar boat, and there hasn't been anything heard along those lines. So we're kind of sitting waiting, and we're just kind of quite happy to get to Friday, our last group game in the championship, and play it and see from there. But, you know, I think there's a few guys leaving cert results yesterday and CAO offers out at the weekend, you know, and to get the good news on Sunday evening that the ban has been lifted, you know, it's probably a weight off those guys' mind that they can, you know, actually go off to college and do something that they love doing along with simple, like-minded people.
So have you been training for the last little while, and like, are you fully ready to head into the weekend, or has everything else kind of distracted from that?
Yeah, we've been kind of tipping away, no more than the lockdown, with the few bits and pieces that we're able to do that. You know, treadmill here in the background, that, going for runs and bits and pieces. So, look, we're in a position now where we have a game against Mostrom in the last group game, and that should kind of give us a little bit of match fitness and sharpness going into a quarter final, hopefully.
And has the championship been pushed back as a result of this? Is things on a delay now?
I presume it's pushed back a week. It had been brought forward, as far as I know, is it the weekend of the 26th, 27th. But I presume the way it's working, it'll be pushed back to the 4th, which I think it means that there's going to be, if you get that far or our side of the draw, it's going to be 3-4 games on the trot, week in, week out.
Right. And then just one last one, and sorry to labour the point here. Has the call come in from the county yet to go back in training? Because you're just kind of realising here, with all the talk we had about a month ago of teams going back early training and stuff, this is the actual week where you can do it legally.
Yeah, we just got a message a couple of weeks back, just a group message that, look, this was kind of where the plan was at and where things were heading in the next number of weeks. So that was the last I heard a couple of weeks ago.
So you're just going to mull that over for the next little while?
Yeah.
Mickey Quinn of Emmet Oak Killow, best of luck this weekend. Thanks a million for taking the call.
Thanks very much, man.
Mickey Quinn there on the line. That 48-week ban overturned at the weekend after a successful appeal to the DRA. OTB.
AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.